Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, March 26th, and you're listening to the big call. I had to think about that, get that date right. Thanks for coming in and listening tonight and tuning in everywhere all over the globe. I know last week, Tuesday, for example, we had, 18.4 million listeners, and that was international, listeners. But thanks for listening again. Maybe we'll top that tonight. Maybe we won't. But the point is that you're here, and we're looking forward to getting the information out to you. We're going to have a great call tonight, and I'm excited about the Intel segment, and I'm excited to hear what Sue has to say and what Bob has to bring us tonight. But before we get too deeply into the call, let's go ahead and pray it in, as we do every call. Let's pray it in, and then we'll go to Sue for the teaching that she has provided for us tonight. So, Lord God, we just thank you so much that we have a place to have a platform to share information, concepts, ideas, everything that we have right now, to share these things with everyone we're talking to. Thank you that you have our back and we're moving forward one step at a time. Thank you for your provision, your healing, for this great blessing which is almost here. Thank you for all you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a big time of the call that Bob and I both look forward to hearing. This teaching that you've provided for us, whether it's been created or curated, we love them both the same. And I just look forward to hearing what you have provided for us tonight.
Well, this is a very beautiful curated teaching. And one of the most important parts is going to be the dedication. And I want to dedicate it to you and Bob for holding the triangle. I want to dedicate it to everything that matters. That's the most important. To J and K and to the pod. And to a dear friend, Doug, who makes sure that we get our recordings right and transcribes. And I just want to be honoring those who have really honored God by investing in their learning. And so here we go. Be consistent in your words in the midst of tests. We can learn so much from Jesus on how we can maintain our grounds and still speak God's word in the midst of all storms, tests, and impossibilities. Jesus demonstrated this in so many situations which are recorded in the Gospels. One of such examples is recorded in the book of John, in which he exhibited steadfastness of words when he had a report of Lazarus' sickness. When Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it." John 11:4. The fact that they had to send messengers to Jesus and asked for his presence concerning Lazarus' health condition showed that it was a serious case. Yet Jesus told them, "This sickness is not unto death." Jesus maintained his confession that death will not be the end result of Lazarus' sickness. Even when he finally knew that Lazarus was dead, he never gave in to the spirit of death through his words. He maintained his words that Lazarus was sleeping. These things he said, and after that he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go that I may wake him up." Then his disciples said, "Lord, if he sleeps, he will get well." However, Jesus spoke of his death, but they thought that he was speaking about taking rest in sleep. John 11:11-13. As far as Jesus was concerned, you win or lose through your words. He was aware that the words we speak and utter in the midst of storms, adversity, sickness, and even death is our verdict or acceptance. Our words determine our stand, and so he maintained his stand that Lazarus was not dead, but was sleeping. He was just going to wake him up. It took the ignorance of the disciples for Jesus to come to their level and explain to them that Lazarus was dead. Even that was not a confession. It was an explanation to the level of those who had no understanding. Your words pass verdicts on you. For by your words you will be justified and acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned and sentenced. Matthew 12:37. As far as your words are concerned, you cannot eat your cake and have it back. This is the secret many people are yet to recognize. In the case of Jesus, he refused to recognize death. He never accepted the death verdict, which was clear evidence to all. His consistency in speaking the same thing, that Lazarus was not dead, but asleep, was re-echoed even at the graveyard. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." Now, when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." John 11:41. There's something significant you need to recognize in this scripture. When you understand this, it will revolutionize your mindset. In raising Lazarus from the dead, Jesus never said, "Lazarus, rise up from the dead." Instead, he said, "Lazarus, come forth." My point is that the two are not the same. Whereas the former is a command for a dead person to come back to life, the latter is a call for someone who is just standing in another room to come around. The lesson you need to learn here is simple. Be steadfast and consistent in every word that you speak, irrespective of whatever happens. Assuming you declared that by his stripes you were healed and everything goes to the point that you are going to die, God expects you to maintain that confession, because the very words you speak will determine whether your healing will manifest or not. The moment you switch your words and start saying things like, looking at how my condition is, I don't think I'm going to survive, so will it be to you. If you can get to a point where you are not moved by what you feel, see, or hear, but only by the word of faith in your lips, will you surely come back with a testimony. David maintained his words of victory when every sign showed that Goliath was going to kill him. Recognize that any time you speak a word that is motivated by the Spirit of God, the kingdom of darkness will unleash their attacks and machinery at your spoken word. But your consistency in speaking what God says is your greatest key for manifestation of your words. The moment you lose out on this, you've lost out on your manifestation. your words in the midst of storms, attacks, tests, and challenging moments opens or closes the door of the supernatural and miraculous. You see, your words are a start button. When you push the button, it sets things in motion, either good or bad. When we speak words, all of heaven is waiting to hear what we will say so that our words can be acted upon. That's why Jesus said, "By your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned." Matthew 12:37. And that's our teaching on the supernatural power of your words in Christ.
Well, thank you, Sue. That was a wonderful teaching with a very fine nuance between sleep and death. And I think the teaching that you brought to us tonight illustrated that very well. And you're right about what the Bible says about the power of life and death is in the tongue. And Jesus demonstrated that by his words and what he said. And what I took from the teaching that I've had even very recently, like yesterday, about Lazarus, was that this is Martha's brother. Martha was sort of angry with Jesus in a way that he didn't come sooner to heal Lazarus. He could have done that, but he wanted to make an example by waiting 4 days to get to Lazarus when he was already in the tomb. You can call him asleep. I believe he was dead. And when Jesus spoke, first of all, he had the people that were there roll away the stone which was covering the tomb. And then Martha said, "Well, he's been dead 4 days. He's going to smell. He's going to stink, because he was already wrapped in grave clothes and he had, that type of wrapping around his head and his body and everything like that." And then what happened was Jesus did say, "Lazarus, come forth." And then when he started to come out of the tomb alive, they took off his so-called grave clothes, which he was wrapped in. And then he was able to come out. And I don't know what happened after that. I don't remember if anything major happened to him. But, of course, they were all happy that this was a friend of Jesus. This Lazarus was one of his good friends. And the good news was he was brought back to life. He was fully restored. And this, in my opinion, was sort of a type of what was going to happen, because this was like a week before or the week of Jesus going to the cross. And then after being hung on the cross, he went into the grave for 3 days and three nights, and then he came back out, was resurrected into newness of life. This was a type and shadow with his friend of what Jesus himself was going to do in terms of returning as a resurrected Lord. But I thought it was a really good teaching. And the way we do parse our words, Sue and Bob, the way we say things, yeah, they do mean things. And I think it's important. And, we all catch ourselves going, "Man, I wish I hadn't said that. I wish I'd said that differently. I didn't mean that." These are opportunities for us to learn, to be different about what we say and when we say it. But the timing that Jesus had on that, by waiting 4 days, because in Jewish custom, if a person was dead 3 days, that way the body was able to, or the spirit of the body was able to leave the area and go on to its destiny. And Jesus waited not only 3 but 4 days, so that Lazarus was really dead before he pronounced life. And he said, "Lazarus, come forth." So he was doing that for the Jewish people that he was with. So they knew, you know, that Lazarus was gone, and this was a way to show the miracle of the resurrection in a way, or at least the return to life of Lazarus. It's a really good miracle. It's a great one. And this was happening, like I said, within the week or about a week before he went to the cross. Very appropriate timing for this Easter week, resurrection week. Bob, that's what I got out of the teaching. What are your comments on it?
Well, thank you, Bruce. As you're speaking, I'm just getting more and more and more. It's like going right back to the beginning of Sue's first words about consistency, right up to your last word. I'm just kept on having these really great feelings and thoughts and just being grateful to be here tonight and to be part of this discussion. Really, really great. And, you know, what Sue was talking about, consistency, and, you know, there's a saying in the world of marketing that consistency equals credibility. And so if we want to be credible in our pronouncement of our faith and the sharing of it, it has to be consistent. And our words and attitudes and feelings have to be consistent. If we drift in and out of, you know, ego and jealousy and judgment and hatred, and some of the time, you know, we're focused on faith and compassion and, you know, transformation and helping others, then we're not consistent. So for me, in listening to this teaching, I'm looking at this saying, you know, yes, there's a storm, which the nature of that storm as individuals that are kind of stirring up the storm, and it's easy to cast negativity upon them. But better yet, we might envision ourselves in the eye of the storm where it's calm, and we can choose to be in a position where Jesus was. See, when Jesus was walking the earth and teaching, he was so in tune with God, it was as if he had this second self that was always part of God. And the words that came out of his mouth, that came from his brain, were always words that were inspired. And that is a really big challenge for people to do, especially in this day and age, to try to be like that. But, you know, what can we do? We can practice, right? So what are the words that we might always say each day that may train our own vibration to be closer to Christ? And, you know, words like, you know, can I help you, right? How are you feeling today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it that you need that I might be able to help you with? And then to maintain this place of helpfulness, even if we can't raise someone from the dead, we can still be helpful, and we can pronounce our faith, right? I am strong. I have the power of God that is within me, and with that power, I can be my greatest self. Mm-hmm. And I can speak, and I can have faith that what I speak will be guided. If I listen, if I maintain a semblance of this meta position that Jesus always seemed, you know, to be able to maintain. And, you know, and I have this feeling that I'm guided to do a certain thing. And with the big call, so many people have these great, great ambitions and projects they have in mind. Some of them have them down on paper, have them really well planned out and are ready to go, and they feel guided. And if they can see it and experience it in their mind, and then pray and declare, right? In your prayer, declare, this is the faith I have, and this ambition that I have to help others in this way shall come true. And with that declaration, which is about the word, is how you might reap. And then, as well as declare, you can then share.
That's good, Bob.
Thank you for that, bringing that out. It's always interesting to see what each of us has to say about this teaching. Appreciate that, Bob. Sue, this is a good teaching. And how do you feel about it? What does it speak to you?
I'm gonna ride shotgun with Bob for a minute and saying, I just like the way the three of us came together. I loved what you did with it, Bruce. Making it, like, I felt like I was living in the scene because you knew so much about it. Imagining the context of, you know, being in that scene and Christ saying, Lazarus, come forth. And, you know, having a body and you don't believe a body that's dead can come back to life. And then the mechanics of the words and how Jesus knew, just like Bob said, Jesus knew the frequency, and then what you brought forth too, Bruce, that he was a friend of Lazarus's. So yep. I don't think I've ever heard that before. Mm-hmm. It's also a description of affinity. So when you're using what this teaching was about, was the frequency, the vibration, and the sense of affinity one has to have with their outcome and with God, just like what Bob was saying. So when you are calling forth a manifestation, you first have to go to transcend the condition. So Jesus didn't say you were dead. He wasn't looking at the horizontal version of reality. He wasn't looking at what is. All he did was speak and evoke and command the living reality of God and consciousness in Christ to come forth. That's a very, very important thing to understand. And then when he knew that his friend was close to him, that piece that you brought out, Bruce, which was really fantastic to be aware of, when there's any separation, like if you're praying and you don't feel close, like I've taught people in my classes to connect with the people at the Redemption Center, connect with their premier banker, do that in advance so that you say, excellence come forth. Beauty, you know, great connections come forth. Trust come forth. If you did that and you didn't have a sense of separation, your power to help create the new world is going to be dramatically enhanced. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to bring this teaching forward because all of us have done such a good job of speaking, even though you couldn't see it, you saw that it would get slowed down or what appears to be slowed down. Every time you were speaking words of the 800s come forth, which I suggest mm-hmm. we all do, you're still pulling that reality. It's not that it didn't work. You're insisting on the building up of the mana, the consciousness, the God force to come forth. And we've done a really good job. If we hadn't been doing that, who knows where we would have been. We wouldn't have helped the Alliance, etc. So I wanted to bring this teaching forward to highlight the strength, the persistence, the abilities that we have been very good at developing and how powerful they can be if you deeply practice it. So those are my teaching.
Thank you, Sue. That was really good. I like your wrap-up on that. Very nice. Excellent. Thank you for bringing out that teaching for us tonight. I think we could all benefit from it big time. All right. Excellent. Sue, it's Tuesday night. We look forward to seeing what kind of praise reports we might have. Would you be so kind as to bring those out to us tonight?
I will. Just as soon as I finish dashing something here. Let us do... Hold on. That's so good. Thank you, Faith. Oh, that's so good. Okay, we're going into praise times three.
Okay, Pastor Scott.
And this is good. I'm so excited about this. Tonight's praise goes to Jeannie. She's been an unwavering, faithful woman, always praying for everyone, sharing creatively about all things going on with the calendar. Her prayers are divine and heaven sent. I can't say enough about her knowing. Not a shred of unbelief in her spirit. It's always a blessing to hear her heart each week. Jeannie, you are loved by many, many people from across the globe. My prayers go with you. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. And I'm going to put in my prayer. And what about you? And what about Bob? Isn't that good? I love that.
That's awesome.
Good. Yep. That's really good. Yep.
Hold on a
second. Really good. Thank you, Pastor Scott.
And our next piece is going to Ms. Jeannie herself. Ooh, nice. It's today? Wow. I love this. This is everything that matters. Solitude Day. 3/26/24. Even the most social of butterflies can benefit from time alone today. Make up your own holiday, 3/26/24. Make up a personalized holiday that is close to your heart. Oh, I can think of a few. Holy Tuesday, International Day, 3/26/24. Holy Week is the most sacred week for Christians all over the world, regardless of denomination. Holy Tuesday follows Christ's return to Jerusalem from Bethany. After Palm Sunday, Jesus goes to Bethany, and on Tuesday, he returns to Jerusalem to go onwards to the Mount of Olives. On his return to Jerusalem, Jesus passes a fig tree that he is cursed on his way to Bethany on Monday. Jesus uses the opportunity to teach his disciples about faith and informs them with faith they will have the power to curse or bless the world around them, just as he did. This is why the day is also known as Fig Tuesday.
Fig.
I didn't know that. Did you know that, Bruce?
No, I hadn't heard that term before, Fig Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. No. Good Hair Day, 3/26/24. As a lady, your hair is one of your most valuable assets. Invest in it now. Holy Wednesday, March 27, 2024. Holy Week is a week when most Christians value and cherish their faith and religion because their God suffered, died, and was resurrected. In the Greek and Roman literature books, this time is said to be called the Great Week, because God did many great, great deeds during this week and time. Mm-hmm. Holy Thursday, 3/28/24. Holy Thursday is an annual religious event that commemorates the Last Supper of Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 12:4-5. Give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Make them remember that his name is exalted. Praise the Lord in song, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known throughout the earth. Psalm 106:1. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
Yep.
Thessalonians 5:16-8. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. God, I thank you for giving up your only Son to die for me on the cross. I thank you because you had mercy on me, even with my faults and sins. I thank you for your infinite love and sacrifice. You bestowed undeserved grace upon us by giving us the best gift we could ever receive, salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the big call, for all the leaders, Bruce, Sue, Bob, Pastor Scott, GCK, and Larry, for having the call 2 times a week, for opening and closing prayers, for all the teachings, the praise times 3, every Tuesday from Pastor Scott, and all the millions of people listening on the call and waiting faithfully for the blessing in order to start the humanitarian projects. Also, thank you for all the answered prayer requests on this big call platform. Thankful that we are all staying together until the 800 number comes out. Hopefully, this will come to fruition this week before Easter. May everyone be blessed and have a great week. Be thankful and kind with appreciation through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you very much. That was a really good one tonight. Great prayer. And I believe that this blessing will come to us prior to Resurrection Sunday. So stay tuned to the intel for more information about that. But this was all good. Very good, Jeannie. And thank you, Sue, for bringing that out from Pastor Scott as well as Jeannie. And we'll have a lot to say here in a little while. Any other praise reports, Sue, or was that it?
That was it. Bruce.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's segue into your segment, Sue, and tell us what you're working on, what you'd like to bring to us tonight, and what are the opportunities for Big Call Universe tonight.
Well, I don't need to tell you. There are infinite opportunities right now, especially during this very holy week. But I'm excited to tell you about something that's been going on in the background, and I have finally decided to do something about it.
All right.
And, yeah, I was moved by, I just kind of reached threshold. I've been on the big call for, what, 9.5 years now, Bruce? Is that right? Nine years?
That's right.
Okay. And in the beginning, I was working with people one-on-one, and it's been probably 7 years. And I've had people that have reached out to me online call and saying they wanted to do some one-on-one work on some area of their life. And I am going to make available, like, very limited spots to do some work with me in or starting now, but to continue through very, very limited spots, continuing through this blessing. So this is to get started, say, Thursday or Friday, but be working with me on a program called Defeating Limitations, Creating a Grace-Powered Breakthrough Life. And this is going to be working with me one-on-one, once a week for 50 minutes, and working through, this is what I've heard from all these people that have reached out to me, people, see if this defines you, or not defines you, but if you resonate to this, there are people out there that are worried about their family and how they're going to navigate their family. They've had health conditions. They have health conditions and their family. They're worried about, am I confident enough to do all this? How do I go about it? Who do I trust? How do I want somebody to hold my hand and help me walk through how to let go of the me that I have been up until this point, and to defeat any limitation, any small way that I've been seeing myself. So it could be not being loving enough and wanting to grow into a much higher level of relationship. It could be, how do I get confident enough and manage my time when I know my family is going to be, you know, there, what's going on? How does this work? Transitioning with the people around you and tailoring it, making it really about what you most want. So it's going to be about, it's going to be about completely transforming the way you see your power in Christ, and it's going to be based on what most people don't know. And that really enhances. I've been doing this for 34 years professionally. And when you add how your brain works, which is called neuroplasticity, when you're able to work with someone that is skilled in that and can give you practices that will help you to rewire how you see yourself, how you respond to the people in your life, with kindness, with love, with centeredness, how you're going to go into meetings and be a powerful new version of yourself and feel confident, those are ways that your brain is going to need to learn how to reorganize itself. That's what neuroplasticity is. You are not a fixed identity. Whoever you've been, when you add money, you're going to be rewiring. You're going to be relearning. You, and with your support, me, are going to rewire what is possible, so that just like when Christ said, come forth, we're going to be asking the Christ in you to come forth, the Christ in you to come forth. And that is about practices that are going to help you to be able to say, a lot of people have a hard time saying no. A lot of people can't imagine, how am I going to do all this? And a lot of people have written to me saying, is there any way I could work with you one-on-one? And I've been running all these classes, as you know, and that has been the most amazing. And we've had amazing results with the people in the classes. But But this is for, and I'm not going to give you, Ed, I don't want to be discouraging, so I'll tell you how you can sign up for this and get started with this starting on Friday. We're going to have a little, hopefully we're going to have time to have a conversation tomorrow. It'll require me having a 10-minute conversation with you to really see if you are going to be a person that can commit to being your best, and you want the best for you, even if you haven't had it. Money's going to give you a certain amount, but how you're wired and what you believe about yourself and how you're going to walk as this new being and what you want for yourself, this is about raising the ceiling on your worthiness. So it's called All You Have to Do to Get a 10-Minute Conversation with Me Tomorrow Only is send an email to Integrated Minds and put Defeating Limitations. This is going to be about grace-powered breakthrough. The cost is $550 for 4 sessions, which is incredibly, Bob will tell you, incredibly, we tried to design it so it can be something that can be doable even right now for people. And you're going to get 4 one-on-one sessions with me. And the practices that are science-based, I'm not going to use evidence-based any longer. That's received opinion. This is science-based that are proven to help you rewire and become and practice and make easier this transition. So all I want you to do right now is do 2 things. Number one, if you have resonated and listened to my voice and you recognize that, God, I would really like to work with Sue, number one. Number two, I really want to be honest and vulnerable and be with somebody that can also be vulnerable and say, I've been there with you, I've done that, I've gotten out of this. We've all made mistakes. We can all have the most incredible, empowering, truly grace-filled life. And if you want to work with someone that can help you step into that and has created, some would say, miracles in other people's lives, please consider making the investment of $550. I mean, normally, I don't want to tell you what it would normally cost, but I care about giving this because people have asked me, and I want to help just a few people in this transition to have the best life, because you know what? I'm passionate about doing it. It's my deepest love, really, is to help people have what they truly, truly deserve. And there are ways that most likely you've never been exposed to that are proven that if you practice, they will transform you. And I have one person who's probably listening, and that person gets the most improved award. But he would tell you, if he was on this call, that to see where he was and where he is now, it can be a form of improvement that you can't even really imagine. So all you have to do is send that email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just say your telephone number, your name, and that you have Zelle, and then just make sure that you're available tomorrow, and I'll give you a call, and we'll have a wonderful connection about your dreams and what is blocking you in your dreams. And I'll send you a description of the course and an outline, it's really an infographic, of the steps we're going to go through when we work together. So it's a very, very special opportunity, and I hope, let me see, what am I getting here? I hope some of you get a chance to, or are in the space, so you can take advantage of that. And so that's my gift for tonight. And okay. Let me just see one second here. I was getting... thank you. So that's my segment for tonight. And I look forward to talking to some amazing people that want to know that they deserve the best in Christ. They want to be walking out and defeating limitation. And they want to know what the most expanded, grace-filled life would look like. That's my segment.
Thank you, tonight. Sue. Well, that's a great opportunity for one-on-one coaching for four sessions, 50 minutes in each session, for a reasonable price of $550. And that's very valuable, and it's extremely worthwhile for people that want that one-on-one coaching with Sue. Thank you, Sue.
Well, you're welcome, Bruce.
Recap that in my segment a little bit. We're going to segue over to Bob. Bob, I know that the product launch went great for Myotrol. I know that it lasted less than 24 hours before it was a sellout. What else is happening, and what else can we look forward to, especially if you have any testimonials to bring to us tonight?
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. That sounds like a really, really great opportunity for people to be able to have that type of one-on-one coaching. And, it's a great gift that people can give to themselves to, get the second quarter of the year started, right? Like we're coming to the end of the first quarter, and people have had New Year's resolutions and, have had some level of success, but maybe not as much as they want to, and have a sense that something is blocking them, right? And the good news, I think, is, Sue, that there is no thing that's blocking people. Hardly ever is there an actual thing blocking somebody.
Right.
But it's more of an energy or a thought pattern or a doubt. And it's all in your mind. And the blockage can be freed with guidance. And it's not like there's some giant brick wall in the way that has to be knocked down, but rather, a wall in your mind that probably created by a belief from a long time ago, something you heard from your parents or that type of thing. And to have an opportunity to have someone like Sue guide you through to discover those thought forms that are creating this image of a block, and to help reframe, dissolve the thought form, replace it with a brand new, better thought form that you design with Sue's help, then creates this sense of release and a sense of moving forward really fast. And, there's this exercise, Sue, that athletes do that want to be able to run faster. And what they do is they get hooked up to an apparatus while they're outside, and it's a parachute, and it's attached to these long cords that are like 30 feet long, and the athlete will start running, and the parachute rises up a little bit off the ground, and it holds them back from running their fastest, but they struggle and struggle and struggle to run faster and faster, and then at one point, they have a lever they can push that releases all the cords. And all of a sudden, their momentum shoots forward and they ran faster than they ever possibly could in their lives.
Right.
From this contrast. And it feels to me like your teachings will be like that for people. It's like as they identify their blockages and release them, it's like letting that parachute that was holding you back, and all of a sudden you just speed forward towards, you know, your ultimate goals.
Bob, thank you for spending so much, putting so much love into that. Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's great you decided to do that, Sue, because there are some people that have these great ideas for projects and this greatness within them, but they've never yet had a chance to display it. And so it's not coming easily because they're not practiced at it.
Right,
and
right.
This will be a way to free people to practice in their mind, take little steps while we're in anticipation, and then be fully prepared to just sprint as soon as the time comes.
Oh, good. Thank you so much, Bob.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Bruce, I do have a couple of testimonials.
Okay.
And it's, believe it or not, it's two different people. And they're both the same age.
Okay.
And this one testimonial came in 7 hours ago, and the other 23 hours ago. The one that came in 23 hours ago says, I am an 80-year-old great-grandpa and a big-time boomer booster. I'm happy every time I get my lab results reporting improvements. Every time. I'm no longer pre-diabetic, and all else appears to be in great shape. Thanks, Big Call Bruce, Sue, and Booming Bob. Special thanks to Stephanie and Lucy for your outstanding assistance. Isn't that a fun testimonial?
That's great. I love that.
And he's like in perfect health.
That's wonderful.
Here's another one. I have not read these testimonies yet, so I'm reading these for the first time. This is another one. I am 80 years old. Boomer Boost and Barley is the best product to keep me strong and healthy. And I do not crave snacks anymore. I listen to the Big Call for 10 years, twice a week, and I never missed any broadcast so far.
Awesome.
Isn't that amazing? The last two testimonials we got, both from 80-year-old Big Call listeners.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, Bruce, just a quick update on what's going on with our Myotrol.
Okay.
Because we did, you know, sell out really quickly. And we immediately placed an order for more product. We thought that we would kind of go along and help people get started for about a month, and then we would order a bunch more. It turns out we had to order more on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Last Wednesday. The day after the Big Call.
So we
went ahead and did that. And the next time when it arrives, I'll tell people about that in a moment, we're going to be able to help over 1,000 new people.
Great.
And, you know, the process, they tell us, takes about 2 months. And it's already in the works. All of the raw materials, meaning the plant products, have been ordered and are on their way to the laboratory where the extracts will be taken. And we're in that laboratory. They'll change the solubility of the product so it's more absorbable. They'll test it for any potential contamination. And only when it's perfectly clear are they allowed by FDA regulation to put it on a truck to go to Colorado from California. And then when he arrives there in Colorado, goes through a second testing. The product is quarantined away from all the other products. And it's tested again by an outside lab. And the test comes back clean. Then they're allowed to bring that product onto the manufacturing floor and get it into the works to get it into the gel caps. Once it's in the caps, it has to cure for a few days before they can put it in the bottles. Then they have to get the desiccants in, seal them with the heat sealing, put the caps on, put the labels on, and then once that's done, believe it or not, they have to pull some of those jars off the line, like every couple of hundred bottles.
Test again.
Off the line, and they have to test it again in case there is contamination during the bottling.
Right.
And only when it's clear that third time are they allowed to put it on in boxes, put it on pallets, shrink-wrapped pallets, send them to us. And then once the truck gets here from Colorado, we can then let people know it's arrived. And so we won't have an update on an anticipated arrival time until the first part of the process is done and passes the first inspection and then arrives in Colorado. And at that point, they'll give us an idea of what the schedule is like for the remainder of the process. So I'll keep people updated on that. And the other thing that's happening at Boomers is on Friday, I get to, for the first time, test out the veracity of the Myotrol in an unloading process, meaning a truck is arriving from Canada that has many tons of barley, probiotics, and lignins, all in jars, all in boxes that weigh about 30 pounds each. And we're going to unload 14 pallets of that product off the truck. My son Ron and myself, we're going to unload those boxes and bring them into our facility and put them, organize them, stack them, get them going. And this is going to be the first time I get to do this approximately 6 hour exercise of lifting boxes. Since I've been taking Myotrol.
Right.
And I'm really looking forward to seeing how it goes.
So that's a workout, Bob. That's a real workout, you know?
Yeah. On Friday morning, I'm going to, instead of taking two Myotrol gel caps, I'm going to take three.
Yep.
And instead of taking one scoop of Gladiator barley, I'm going to take two.
Are you? Okay.
Yep. And we'll see what happens. But I'm anticipating, like I'm sure Ron will, performing like superhuman. Ron's taking the Myotrol as well. And that's about it. And so,
you have your weight belt ready for that, Bob? Your little weight belt for your lower back?
Nope. Not going to be using one of those. We're just going to be doing it raw.
Raw. Yep. Gutting it out.
Yep. So this is going to be great because, you know, every year the barley gets stronger and stronger as the soil continues to get better and better and the genetic expression of the barley gets stronger and stronger. And now we're going to be able to sample the barley that was harvested in October of last year. We're going to get to have some of that new barley. And we're expecting it to be like Popeye's spinach.
There you go. That's good. Wow.
So here's the last thing, Bruce. especially for people that have gotten their Myotrol, but even if you haven't, give this a try. So there's this exercise routine that they call the routine of joy. Sue is going to love this. So if you're going to exercise in your living room or even in your bedroom, and just imagine that you want to move in the way that makes you feel joyful. So what would that be? Are you going to put on some music? And are you going to reach to the sky? Are you going to sway back and forth? Are you going to jump for joy? Are you going to do big arm circles that show the universe the size of the blessings you're ready for? All those types of things. And maybe sing your own song, right? To have the song that is just three words, I feel great, right? And if you can just take those three words, put your own melody to it, and just sing it and repeat it over and over again while you're exercising, the exercise of joy is the most effective thing, because you just want to do more and more of it. And what makes you feel joyful is not necessarily super strenuous, where you have to lift heavy weights or that type of thing. You can just grab some stretch band that maybe came in your kit that you got when you got your Myotrol, and maybe follow along with the exercises and the exercise charts that we sent you, and just make it a really, really joyful experience. And if you haven't gotten your Myotrol yet, you might want to get some of your own stretch band from one of the stores. They have it, you know, at the sporting goods stores, the big box stores, and just create your own joyful routine with your favorite music and make that your exercise. And we hear Sue talking all the time about dancing for long periods of time and really having such a wonderful time, and that her exercise is her joyful dance.
And
it can be dancing, or it can just be movements that in general make you feel joyful. And you can even do a search, an internet search on exercise and joy. And you'll find videos of people who are really joyful exercising that you can follow along with. And it just makes things a lot more fun to exercise, and you will have that magic word from Sue's earlier teaching, which is consistency. And that's it for tonight, Bruce. Time is 10:06.
10:06. Thank you, Bob. Excellent. Nice wrap-up on Myotrol and where we're heading for reorders to show up. And that'll be good, because I know people are ready for another shot at it. And then thank you. The website to get to that Bob's site is on, it's where you get there is by going to bigcalluniverse.com. And when you get on our landing page, you'll see a banner that says Boomers. That banner is a direct link to Bob's site. But click on it, it'll take you right in there, and you can learn all the things that you need to learn about the nutritional products. But also down at the bottom of the footer, you can learn about archived YouTube videos. You can learn about podcasts that he's got. There's quite a bit of information, and it's good. So check that out. And then if you're interested in the circulation mat or information about anything else, you can call the toll-free number, which is 800-861-4609. So that's how you get to that phone number, and then you call. And by the way, Wednesday and Fridays are really good days to call in. You can ask for information on the circulation mat, for example, and they'll send it to you by email. Check that out. Do that, and you'll be happy about that. I'm encouraged by what you said tonight, Bob, and what you brought out on the Myotrol and on the other products that we have. And, of course, We look forward to an even newer and stronger version of Boomer Boost and Barley and lignins that are coming out of this latest crop up there in Canada, and just how strong it is, and that the soil is that much better. So that's something to look forward to when they bring in this product Friday, and that'll be available. So let's get excited about that. That's great. The other thing is, Bob, thank you so much. As we move into Intel tonight, I think we're going to be pleasantly surprised by what should be happening this Easter week. You know, this week, Holy Week, really, from last Sunday to this Sunday for most believers, that's when we celebrate. And so here's what we're hearing. First of all, you know, the St. Germain Trust is opening on Easter Sunday, and that will go to all kinds of global efforts. And it's primarily going to be supporting Jessara globally. But that's a good thing. That's happening. Let's track back to see where we have come from in the last few months and where we are now. Remember what we used to call super whales. These are really large bondholders that actually finished everything they needed to do about 3 months ago. But they don't have access to their funds yet until we go. So they're sort of in limbo right now. They're waiting for that go-ahead that we're looking for. So that portion is done. And then we went into what we call the whales. These are Tier 3 bondholders that are also quite large bondholders. They finished up last Friday. So they finished those guys up, and they also are waiting for a go from their paymasters in the form of an email, which should be coming out pretty soon, and they'll have access to their funds. And then there's the regular bondholders. Those guys and women are looking to get started. Basically, they are going to be finished up tomorrow afternoon. And the paymasters of the bondholders that we've talked to today said they were doubling up on the emails to go out to those bondholders, some of which we know personally, and that's going to happen for them so that they can finish approximately between 3 and 4 o'clock Eastern tomorrow. Well, that should be complete. And then we, who are Tier 4 A and B, the Internet Group, the Admirals Group, is Tier 4A, Admirals Groups, plural, and we are the Internet Group in Tier 4B, we are to be notified on the heels of the regular bondholders being completed. So that looks like that should be for us between, let's call it around 3:30, 4 o'clock tomorrow, all the way to Thursday morning this week for notifications that we would get the emails that would contain the toll-free number. That's what we're looking to have happen for us. I'm going to say from tomorrow mid to late afternoon all the way to Thursday morning. And what's really cool about this is we would set our appointments and we would start exchanges on Charlie Ward's Thursday. I just call it that because Charlie's always said it will happen on a Thursday. We just don't know which one. So we're just having a little fun with that. But Thursday is looking very good for us, and what I hope happens is we do get the emails, we do get started this week before Good Friday. Now, I don't know what they're going to do about Easter Sunday. Nobody could tell me whether we're going to have redemption centers open on Sunday or not, but I know we should be starting Thursday, we should be going through Friday, should be going through Saturday, and we'll see what they do about Easter Sunday. But certainly it will proceed through then. Whether they go Sunday or not, certainly they'll continue on through Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and so on. So the idea is that we do get started this week before the end of the month, and that's a very positive thing. I'm looking forward to this going immediately, and I'm looking forward to getting notified tomorrow afternoon, quite possibly, setting appointments. Or if we don't get them tomorrow, we should get them in the morning on Thursday. Okay? So that is really good news. Trying to think if there's anything else that's pertinent to our start. I just think that we've all waited a long time for this. It's taken a lot of faith to stay in there and believe for this to come through for us. It looks like our faith is going to be rewarded this week. The deep state tried to thwart this by having a Chinese cargo barge run into the Francis Scott Key Bridge at 1:30 in the morning this morning, which is over near, I guess, the harbor of Baltimore. And so for those that live in that area, that did take out that bridge. So sorry about that, but they didn't get away with it. They're going to be caught for that, and I'm sure they already are. And now it's a matter of just the U.S. doing the right thing to repair that and get that fixed. We're so far along on this that whatever the deep state tries to do will not prevail against it, and we're looking forward to going ahead with everything that we've got. I don't have any updated political news, although we did think that some things would be happening here very soon about political change, and I can't wait for that to happen. That'll be good. So I'd say we just need to get this done, hang in there. I think I told you guys that first week of April, we're expecting the R&R to kick in, the Restitution Reclamation Allowance. That'll be big and lump sum for seniors 62 and older, especially those getting Social Security. And then we're also looking forward to increased Social Security in April. That'll be a nice increase when we get that. We won't really need it that much if we have currencies, but it's good to know it's there. Imagine there's probably a couple other things that I'm not remembering to bring out right now, but the main thing is that we get this done. And remember, you do want to get a master trust put together with an attorney or through Wells Fargo's attorneys. Try to set that up for yourself, within 10 days of the exchange starting. That'll be really good. But I want everybody to enjoy this celebration of Resurrection Day, the celebration that goes along with Easter. And remember, this is a great time of the year. We're going to see a lot of things happening in April. So don't be set too far apart by everything that's going to be happening. We think that the USN is going to actually be out around the 15th of April. So we'll see what else might happen then. I hope Nasara is brought out between now and then. so it'll tell us everything that's going to change as far as our taxation and the end of income taxes that we've been paying. All of that's supposed to be out too. So a lot of stuff getting ready to happen. But let's do this. I think that's everything you guys need to know. Brand new rates are coming out that we're going to hear about. You won't hear them, but we'll hear about them on Dong and Dinar around 3 in the afternoon tomorrow. We're supposed to hear that from sort of a couple of our bond paymasters. We'll get that information out of Reno. And other than that, we're just moving on. We're going to have a really good celebration Sunday, and I think we'll look forward to everything going the way that we know it should. And I just think I have a lot of people to thank for listening to the Big Call, and you guys know who they are. You know, Big Call Universe, our satellite team that's been getting the call out to so many listeners. Thank you guys for doing that. And thank you, everybody that is behind the scenes in terms of intel providers and so on the Big Call. Thank you, Sue and Bob. Don't forget, and then, of course, GCK and Larry, of course, and also just everybody that's connected to the Big Call. Jeannie, Pastor Scott, thank you for your steadfast participation on giving us information on Tuesday and Thursday nights. And I just think we're just looking forward to this going so much. I know we all are. And just remember to make sure you're registered on bigcalluniverse.com with your email so that we can be in touch with you about our projects, about Rebuild America, about Rebuild International, Veterans Retreat Network, and the Pastoral Retreat Network as well. And how we'll let you know how you can participate in each one of those projects, what that looks like for you. So the opportunity is there for one-on-one coaching with Sue for a few people. I think, I don't know how she's going to choose it, first come, first serve or whatever, that contact her about the new one-on-one teaching, which is really a coaching over 4 weeks, one participation of 50 minutes a week for 4 weeks. It's $550, payable by Zelle. You guys know the drill. Send her an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and let her know that you're interested in the one-on-one coaching. And that way, and put in the subject line, defeating something. Just put defeating, and you'll get it in the subject line. You guys can remember it better than I can. But send that off to her so she'll know who to choose for this one-on-one coaching. It's going to be a really good thing for a few people to take advantage of it, because it'll prepare you for things that you're, you know, looking forward to going into. That'll be wonderful. So I think that's wonderful. I think that's what we wanted to talk about tonight. I'm excited about this week, guys. We need this to happen. We prayed for it to happen. Now let's go ahead and pray the call out. Lord God, thank you so much that the information that came in today was really good about this, everything moving forward, and for us to get the blessing that is soon to come to us. Let this information be true, Lord God. Let it be what it is we're looking forward to. Thank you for everything that you've done to prepare us for this, and help us to be great stewards of this blessing as it comes in. to use it for your purposes, to up-level humanity, to be good humanitarians, and to use everything that we can in our power to do the right thing with the money. Thank you for all that you've done in our lives, for the big call, for everything that we've learned. Thank you for all you've done in our lives so far. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And other than that, you guys, I'm looking forward to seeing if we get notified tomorrow afternoon or whether it's actually Thursday morning. But let's just believe that everything is on that track and that we get this blessing in the manner I've described. All right? Everybody have a great night tonight. And we may or may not have any call on Thursday. We do not anticipate it. So we'll be in touch with you by email. Thanks so much, guys. God bless you.